From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Representatives of Syria's largest Kurdish party say they plan to declare an autonomous federal region for the areas they control in the northern part of the country. Kurdish leaders in Syria say other ethnic and sectarian groups, including Arabs and Turkmen, will be represented in the regional grouping. Syrian Kurdish militiamen continue to battle other opposition factions in northern Syria. Two suicide bombers killed at least 22 people and wounded another 17 Wednesday at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria. Witnesses say the bombers were women disguised in men's clothing. One was reported to have entered the mosque in the Umarari area and triggered her bomb, while the other waited outside and detonated her explosive as people rushed out of the building. No one has claimed responsibility. U.S. President Barack Obama has nominated a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The nominee, Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland, is widely viewed as a centrist jurist, but leaders of the Republican-led Senate insist there will be no vote on any Obama nominee to the high court. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton have taken commanding leads in their campaigns to gain their party's 2016 U.S. presidential nominations. Both candidates scored victories Tuesday as five states held nominating contests. Neither Trump nor Clinton has clinched a majority of delegates needed to be assured of their party nominations. Already, the two are taking aim at each other with taunts in anticipation of a possible November national election face-off. For more on the American political scene, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Belgian federal prosecutors say two suspects are still at large after a raid on an apartment in a Brussels suburb Tuesday. In a news conference Wednesday, officials said the one suspect who was killed during the raid was an Algerian citizen with at least one robbery on his record. Lisa Bryant has more.
Authorities identified the dead man as 35-year-old Algerian Mohamed Belkaid, who was residing illegally in Belgium. He was killed in a shootout with French and Belgian police during an anti-terror operation Tuesday that included the town of Forêt and other Brussels suburbs. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office told reporters Belkaid was unknown to authorities except for a theft committed in 2014. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are widely expected to keep their key interest rate steady. They have wrapped up 2 days of debate in Washington. The Fed traditionally raises rates to keep inflation from rising too high. The most recent report shows overall inflation declined very slightly in February as gasoline prices fell, but price changes outside the areas of energy and food, the core inflation rate advanced 2.3% over the past year. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan Wednesday. At least 15 people were killed, 30 people were wounded. The victims were mostly government employees, according to officials in Peshawar, the site of the blast. An initial police investigation concluded the explosive material was hidden under a seat in the bus and that a time device was used to detonate it. FIFA is admitting its executive committee members sold past World Cup votes as it seeks to claim tens of millions of dollars in bribe money seized by U.S. officials. In a claim submitted to the U.S. Attorney's Office, FIFA acknowledged widespread graft in previous years, saying it was the victim of corrupt individuals. In its demand for restitution, the World Football Governing Body says it is entitled to recover sums paid to or for the benefit of the officials in the corruption case, including compensation, per diems, travel, and other costs. Russia's defense ministry says more of its planes left Syria on Wednesday, continuing its withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks in Geneva. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and the new push for peace in Syria. Convicted mass killer Anders Behring Breivik has told a court he is the victim of inhuman and degrading prison conditions. He says that includes microwaved meals, which he describes as worse than waterboarding. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.